Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So grateful to have you connected today. And of course, I always appreciate all of you who support this podcast every single week. It means so much to us that you stay connected. This is the place where leaders connect, convene, share information that can be of use to every leader who is trying to get to the next level. What we believe is that iron sharpens iron. The fact that you're in this space means that you are serious about leadership. Let me tell you something. I appreciate all of you who share this podcast. If you are listening for the first time, I want to encourage you to share with someone else. We're trying to reach a million people, and we say it all the time. If you share this link, you'd be amazed at how it would help us to release a leader you know. Also, I want to encourage you to follow me at JosephWalker3. That's on my Instagram account. It's a place where you can stay connected. You can let me know where you're from. You can ask questions. All those things there. Of course, I also encourage you to get my books and other content from josephwalker3.org. That's my website. And I've written several books on leadership. I really hope that you will go and take advantage of all of that because I believe it'll bless you. Finally, my wife and I have a YouTube page. I want to encourage all of you to support. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. It's out there, and go out there and subscribe, like, share, comment. Do all those things that we ask you to do out there on YouTube. And I promise you, you get content on Tuesday from Next Level Leader and Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth on Fridays. Hey, we're just trying to make certain you continue to win as a leader. Today, I want to talk about being a flexible leader. Wow. What does that mean? How does a leader know how to pivot? How to have adaptation, how to move in different spaces. I want to talk about that today. I want to give context to why this subject is so important. If anything, the pandemic taught us, it taught us we have to learn how to redact, how to be flexible, how to put ourselves in a position where we can reimagine what we do and how we do it. That requires a great deal of courage and faith to make happen. And today, I just believe that as you are thinking about the viability and sustainability of your organization, thinking about the future and the growth, you have to, as a leader, not be so rigid, unchanging, but be flexible so that you can embrace things that could help your organization go to the next level. I want to give you some things that I have tried over the years to be very faithful and true, and I hope that they are a blessing to you. The first is to pursue relevance. Now, when you pursue relevance, it means that you are constantly on a quest to try to remain in the conversation, to remain relevant, looking for best practices, making certain that your finger is on the pulse of culture, fingers on the pulse of what God is doing in this season. Relevance is about intentionality. It's about making certain that what you are offering is what people need. What you are answering is what people ask. Irrelevance is answering questions nobody's asking and giving things nobody needs. So when you think about it from that perspective, I want to pursue it every single day. I want to wake up every day and say, I want to be relevant. So wherever I need to augment, to change, whatever I need to do in order to remain relevant, allow me to have a level of flexibility as a leader that I can embrace it. Sometimes that means when your team challenges you, gives you fresh ideas, you've got to be open to that so that you can be a flexible leader. Which leads to my second point. You must be open to positive change. You know, when you're open to positive change, I mean, that's a big deal, right? Because what that says simply is that you embrace things that historically you may not have known existed. Sometimes that as a leader, you'll find yourself having to look squarely into the face of something that you have never seen or never known.
And rather than have xenophobia about it, you have to embrace it. This is one of the beauties of having innovative and talented, creative people around you. They will always bring you new things, new ideas. And what I have discovered is that relevance is really about you being open to positive change. I've seen this in ministry. I've seen it in business, where there are some people who may have been born in a different era, and many of their contemporaries have fallen off the scene in terms of relevance. They're no longer relevant. They are struggling for it. Their voices no longer carry authority. And I have seen those of that generation be outliers in the sense that they have constantly been open to positive change, constantly been a part of the conversation, even throughout multiple generations. And that's what it means when you are a flexible leader, that you are open not to just change, but open to positive change. Number three is important because I want to talk about what it means to take risk. Not just risk, but calculated risk. You see, a part of being a flexible leader is that you are willing to courageously step up and take some thought through calculated risks. I do this with my team a lot. We sit back and we strategize and we think about the implications of our decisions, and we begin to calculate, do the benefits outweigh what potentially could happen negatively? And we decide that this is worth the calculated risk to try this, to open up this opportunity, to cease that, to begin that. Like, there are a variety of things, but they take calculated risk. I read Hebrews 11 and 1 like this. Now, risk is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You get it? So what's important here, if you're a flexible leader, you're not going to be lulled to sleep in a spirit of redundancy, but you're always looking for something fresh and innovative and new, and you're willing to take calculated risk. Anything that has ever been successful at scale took calculated risk. Here's the deal. Number four is surrounding yourself with people who think outside of the box. This is something that I have prided myself on, putting myself around bright-minded, out-of-the-box thinking people who are not incarcerated by systems, but they appreciate the idea to work outside the box, to do innovative and creative things, and to know they have a leader who's willing to adapt to that, to be flexible to that. Some things that we have made sacred in our organizations, we have concretized, and we feel that those things are sacred cows and cannot be moved. And that's why you miss relevance, because you're not flexible enough to say, it's really okay if we move it to next week, or move this that we've always done on this weekend to 3 weekends later. That's what flexibility looks like, because it's very difficult to have innovative and creative people around you who bring you amazing ideas, but you're so stuck and you are afraid of the pivot or change that you do nothing. So I really hope that you received the album, because I'm an advocate of surrounding yourself with people like that, bright and brilliant, people that think at a different level, that think outside the box. But here's the next one. Your willingness to invest in something new. When I talk about investing, I'm talking about your willingness to put energy and time and talent, treasure into something that is brand new. That's what makes you a flexible leader, that you're willing to put your money where your mouth is. I think this is so important for every person hearing me now, because you're going to have to learn that if you invest in something new, it means you are committed to trying it. A variety of different opportunities will present themselves, but you've got to be committed in investing in something new. Let's talk about number six for a second. Maybe I'll spend a little time here. A flexible leader knows how to endure criticism. There are a lot of people that struggle with criticism. I see it all the time. They don't do well with it. Their emotions get out of whack when they get criticized. But I appreciate it, because what I recognize is that as I endure criticism, it is making me a better person. Flexibility says that I'm enduring the criticism because now I am answering some of the inquiries that they're asking, solving some of the problems they brought up. I can't just sit back and do nothing. Being flexible means I could be wrong. Let me check. I could be missing some major opportunity. Let me check. You see, this is how it works. It's about an intentional way of truly, truly working through criticism. I welcome it. I do. I don't get upset. I mean, that was a time the criticism was visceral. People didn't want me to be there. But then once people began to believe in my leadership, in what God was doing, they then thought, why don't we create something that can hold each person accountable? That's huge, right? That's a huge thing. So let's review what we talked about because this is important. And we're talking about being a flexible leader, having some adaptability, not being limited in scale, but let's be flexible and still get things done. Here's the first thing we talked about, pursuing relevance, making certain that we're in the conversation, that we're constantly having those conversations about relevancy. But also, we talked about being open to positive change. Are you open to something you've never done before, something you never tried before? Are you open to that? Are you open to taking calculated risks? Have you thought through what that looks like and how important it is to make sure that you are a risk taker in the sense of calculated risk? Are you clear as you move into being a flexible leader that you surround yourself with people who think outside the box? Are these people innovative and creative? You need people that think outside the box. You need people who also have a willingness to invest in something new. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to have somebody willing to invest in it, to pour back into it. But then, of course, you endure criticism. And in enduring criticism, here's number 7. Date the method, marry the mission. Woo! Let me say that again. Date the method, marry the mission. Now, what am I saying here? It's so important because when you really process that, it means that I am not locked into a certain methodology where I am to death do us part. That's no flexibility. There's no chance at relevance. But when you date the method, meaning that I may do this for a little bit, but I may do something else later on, that's fundamentally different than being to death do us part with the mission. See, when I'm thinking about the mission, I'm married to that. That's the thing that's constant. It's not going anywhere. I'm locked in. So when I'm trying to be a flexible leader, I have to have something that is foundational, something that's solid enough that feeds everything else. But I make certain that I date the method because methods change. And this is important. To be a flexible leader, you have got to be locked in to all the things that are happening. Let me tell you something. This one, ladies and gentlemen, is so critical to all of us as leaders because there's some people that just get stuck in doing things their own way. You work with these kind of folks who it's just a redundant cycle over and over and over again. No opportunity for growth, no opportunity for greater exposure. But I want you to have it. Don't let yourself get boxed in the systems like that. Come to a place in your life where you say, hey, I want to be a flexible leader. And I've got some things that I can aim toward that can help make me and everything I'm tied to better. I thank you so much. I do. I appreciate you. I hope this one has blessed you all. You know, it's just fun sharing it. And I really appreciate it. You spending these 15 minutes with me today. Let me tell you something. As you continue to move forward in the things of God, make certain as a next level leader, you truly, 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 truly are being led by God, and make certain as an adaptable leader that you are always in the conversation of relevance. Listen, follow me at Joseph Walker 3. I want to know how this podcast blessed you. Let me know how this episode touched you. Not only that, but I want to make sure that you also go to my YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Subscribe. Let me know in the comment section. Hey, I listened to you on Next Level Leader. I want to come over here and watch this as well. Thank all of you so much for your support. Thank you for your consistency. We look forward to bringing you more content, more things that can be a blessing to you as we go forward. Thank you so much. And until next time, may the Lord bless you real good. That's my prayer. Peace.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes,
cpnshows.com or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram @JosephWithYou.